With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Amid a deadly exchange of missiles between Iran and Israel from nearby Amman, Jordan, CNN political contributor Scott Jennings had a front row seat to observe Israel's Iron Dome in action.
You've got these cruise missiles, these intercontinental ballistic missiles coming in. It's crazy. I mean, it's hard to describe the feeling when you see one of these missiles and then you see the interceptor go up and then you see the missile break up in the atmosphere and you see the debris comes down. It's a wild feeling.
Jennings spoke today on the Mike Gallagher Show on the Salem Radio Network from Amman, Jordan. President Trump is urging Iran to return to the negotiating table before it's too late.
As Israel and Iran exchange deadly military airstrikes, the president is pressing the Iranian government to resume talks about its nuclear program.
I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
Speaking at the G7 summit in Alberta, Canada, the president declined to answer what it would take for the U.S. to be directly involved in the growing conflict between Israel and Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Cleanup continues today after flash flooding over the weekend in northern West Virginia. Wheeling Police Public Information Officer Philip Stahl telling WTRF-TV.
The creeks rose pretty quickly. There was a massive amount of debris floating down the creek, debris that most people have probably never seen in their lives. There were boats going down the creek, sheds, furniture, gas tanks, hot water tanks, Connex boxes. It was a pretty unbelievable sight to see.
The floods are blamed for at least five deaths. Another three people are still missing as a cleanup and the search still continues. On Wall Street, it's been a strong day for the major indexes. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 337 points. This is SRN News. Democrats are out of step on transgenderism, as Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll asks Americans if biological men should be allowed to play sports against women. 69% of the general population says no, as do 90% of Republicans and 72% of independents. But Democratic voters are about evenly split on the question. 41% say no to males on female sports teams. 45% say yes. Democrats are also much more likely than any other group to think people should be able to change their gender on official documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. The legislation was signed in April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It mirrors a similar statute enacted in Louisiana and another one in the state of Texas. The lawsuit argues the requirement to post the commandments violates a family's First Amendment rights. This is SRN News. Minnesota is still reeling after a weekend shooting that left one state lawmaker and her husband dead, as well as another state lawmaker injured. Here's Governor Tim Walz.
One man's unthinkable actions have altered the state of Minnesota. Melissa Hortman was the core of who our values were. She had a hand in so many things that happened.
The suspect, Vance Boulder, has been charged with two counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says senior prosecutors will be assigned to the case.
Given the scale of this investigation, the review of evidence will take time. I want to assure our community and all those who are grieving that we will seek justice and accountability for the victims of all these heinous crimes.
Minnesota is not a death penalty state, so the maximum penalty upon conviction of first-degree murder would be life imprisonment with no parole. More at SRNnews.com.